Our immune systems protect us from a variety of different bugs and illnesses and help us recover when we've been unwell. But it can't be a coincidence at this time of year that they seem to be working overtime. Winter illnesses are all too common as we head towards Christmas time, and viruses and germs seem to be absolutely everywhere. But one local chiropractor may have an answer as to what is the root cause. We sent Stray FM's Nick Hancock along to O'Connor Chiropractic in Harrogate to find out what it is about this time of year that can get us feeling under the weather.
Thank you very much, Ben, and welcome to O'Connor Chiropractic Clinic. And we're here with Jason. And now, lots of good things about this time of year, but if you're feeling a little bit under the weather, you might be thinking that winter has some downsides. Well, we're going to talk about chiropractic and the immune system today on Stray FM. And Jason is with me. Welcome back to Stray FM.
Lovely to see you again, Nick.
And here's one for you. Why do people get sick at this time of year?
Yeah, I think there's a common misbelief that you catch more colds, or it's a cold season, flu season, and, you know, they're jumping around. There's more bacteria, viruses, and they jump on you. And that's completely wrong science. It's just not true. The real answer to this is not there's more bacteria and viruses or different strains that are more nasty. It's actually that the body is less resistant. So it's more about how your body is weaker, less resistant, and it's actually allowing those bacteria, those viruses to flourish and develop more in your body.
Gosh, now that is a bit of a myth to shatter, isn't it, at the start of this interview. So actually, there are more viruses because it's winter. It's just that our bodies aren't necessarily in the best place to cope with them.
Yeah, and it's a bit like, you know, the flies are attracted more to the rubbish, you know, so to get rid of the flies, you need to, you know, get rid of the rubbish. You know, it's the environment that's attracting that, same with rats and things like that. So if you think this time of year, what's happening? People, because it's cold and darker, they do less exercise, so people's fitness levels drops, and that's, we know that's important in terms of immune response. People's diets get worse. You know, the truth is we're already, the mince pies are on the shelves in the supermarkets, so a lot more unhealthy sugary foods, which again lower the immunity. We're getting stressed now, we feel the pressure coming on. I think so many tradespeople I'm seeing as patients saying, oh gosh, it's awful now. People are saying, I've got to get it done before Christmas, so this deadline's coming up for everyone. So people are under a lot more kind of pressure. So I think it's all the combination of those different things, those stressors, often less sleep.
And there has been lots of different research into this. And obviously, as it's your field, you've seen all of this stuff as well. But there's some quite interesting studies been done, aren't there?
There's been studies over decades, really. I think a lot of people are not made aware of this. But yeah, there's been studies over decades and decades with chiropractic care and the immune system. And there was a particular professor, actually, at a research centre in America, and Patricia Brennan, and she actually took blood tests of people before their chiropractic adjustment and then 15 minutes afterwards, and they found a significant increase in particular white blood cells, macrophages and phagocytes. These are the ones that are like Pac-Man, and they go around and they destroy and eat up all the bacteria and viruses in your body. So there was a significant increase in that, and this was after doing adjustments in the thoracic spine. So they found this had this respiratory burst to the system that's really helped the body fight off all the most common coughs and colds that people get this time of year. People think chiropractic, achy back, achy neck, but as we're discussing, it's really more about your nervous system, and your nervous system runs and controls every other subsystem of the body. So yeah, it's like your cardiovascular system, your digestive system, but especially your immune system. The brain and the immune system work together to fight off and to kill off these bacteria and viruses in your body. Now, if the communication between those systems is interfered with, it's not going to work as efficiently. So my job as a chiropractor is to assess your spine, your nervous system, remove any interference, so then every other system in your body can work to its peak performance. So yeah, we often see that people's immune system will raise and improve following their chiropractic care.
I think there'll be lots of people listening to this who didn't probably realise that you could come to see a chiropractic clinic about some of this stuff. So it's really, I think it's really interesting. What other things would you suggest to people who want to make sure their immune system is as good as it can be at this time of year?
Yeah, as you said, it's the lack of awareness, and so many of our patients, like I say, they've come in with back issues, headaches, migraines, those type of things. And we've had lots of teachers. These are really common, where the teachers will get to the end of of the term, and when they stop, that's when they really get their coughs and colds and get ill, especially at the end of term. And we've had so many people who've been teachers for years, they start chiropractic care and they come and they said, I can't believe since I've been under care, I've not had coughs and colds. And so we're getting not only the research, but also the clinical evidence of these cases as well. Now, we also give advice on other things that you can do yourself to boost your immune system this time of year. And the strongest research and science out there shows that vitamin D plays such a huge and important role in the immune response this time of year, because with less sunlight, we're always inside. So it's very important to get, take vitamin D supplements. Other things you can do is the gut bacteria is really important. So probiotics, people have heard of. So you can take different types of probiotics. You can take, if you've had, say, a lot of antibiotics, was shown that reduces the gut bacteria. So taking a strong, good strain of probiotics will build that gut bacteria back up. Another thing is obviously more sleep. Again, we were saying the stress and people having late nights. So getting enough sleep. And the old one, drinking a lot more water. So any kind of physiological cellular activity in the body, it needs water to function efficiently. So if you're dehydrated, so you're more likely to get, again, coughs and colds. So try and swap that for your teas and coffees and drink a bit more water if you want to build up that resistance.
Well, there's absolutely loads in there. There's a lot of real great practical advice, some things that you probably may not have known. So that's covering the immune system today. When we come back, we're going to come back in a couple of weeks' time, and we thought that just before Christmas, we should talk about dreaded word, but we should talk about stress, because there's no getting away from the fact it is a stressful time for people.
Yeah, it's very stressful. And like we said, a lot of these things, they build up more and more, and it really affects your health. So we want to give you some, you know, top tips to help you cope with that stress. We can't get rid of it, but we want your body in a better condition, and that's what chiropractic care is all about, is getting your body more resistant, more adaptive, so you can cope with those stresses much better and have a healthy, happy Christmas with your family.
Thanks, Nick, and thank you to Dr. Jason O'Connor for joining us on Stray FM. If you want to find out more about O'Connor Chiropractic and how they can help you, you can find them online at o'connorchiro.co.uk or give their Harrogate Clinic a call on 01423 200020.